Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, November the 1st, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the growing problem of drug abuse among the youth in Zimbabwe, with many getting hooked on hard substances such as crystal meth, heroin, and cocaine. Health professionals and activists are warning that the situation is creating a mental health care crisis, that the country's hospitals are not equipped to handle, as many drug addicts end up with mental issues requiring treatment. The big question that many are asking is, where exactly are these drugs coming from? Well, one member of parliament is taking the fight right to the doorsteps of the suspects, teaming up with police and parents in his constituency to shut down the houses of those they are accusing of selling drugs. The lawmaker is Charlton Wende of the opposition Triple C, who represents Kuadzana in the House of Assembly. We will hear from him later in the show. Lichona njani, Zuluganda ba, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba oluqhubeka luhlupha kakhulu eZimbabwe, okuludaba lwabasakhulayo abasebenzisa izidakamizwa ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela o-cocaine, o-heroin, o-crystal meth, odombo kanye lokunye okuthiwa imtoriro. Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle ezithi lokhu sokudale udubo olukhulu ngoba abaningi bagcina sebegula umkhuhlane wengqondo njalo bedinga ukwelatshwa ezibhedlela. Kodwa udubo olukhona ngolokuthi umumo mubi ezibhedlela ngokwazi kwabaningi ngoba akula mithi. Inhlangothi zomphakathi ezitshiyeneyo ziqhuba inhlelo zokulwisana lalolu dubo. Umeli wekuwatsana ePhalamende uMnumzana Charlton Wende ungomunye wabaphatheke kulumzabalazo. Silaye kuhlelo, siza kuzwa inhlelo aziqhubayo. Kwaziwayo ba tererive Studio 7 nasi muchirongwa chenyu che Live Talk, The Connection, tiri kutarisa kupararira kwedambudziko revechidiki vanoshandisa zvinodhaka munyika zvinosanganisira cocaine, heroin, crystal meth, mutoriro nedombo. Dambudziko iri ririkuenderera mberi uye nyanzvi mune zveutano dzinoti vanoshandisa zvinodhaka vakawanda vanoguma vabatwa nechirwere chepfungwa uye vakutsvaga kurapwa muzvipatara, asi vanoti mishonga iri kunetsa. We begin our show tonight with 19-year-old Milton Mukunda, a former drug user who talks about his experiences and has some advice for addicts. He talks to Studio 7 reporter Godwin Mangudla from Harare.
Why is it? and was him by one.
That was 19-year-old Milton Mukunda, a former drug user, explaining that he was forced to quit drugs after falling ill. Uxwayisa njalo abanye ukuthi bachiyane lokusebenzisa izidakamizwa ngoba zilimaza impilakahle. Besides creating a healthcare crisis, drug abuse is now forcing addicts to steal from people so as to finance their habits, according to a Harare vendor they just heard from him, a man who identified himself only as Lawrence. ULawrence ukhala-ke lapho ngabasebenzisa isidakamizwa uthi sebentshontsha ezindlini lapha ukuze bathole imali yokuthenga ama-drugs. Gogo Agnes akuvimba vache mawo nenya vachiti yaita dambudziko guru munyika.
Ndiri kurwadziwa nezviri kuitwa nevana vechidiki. Vana vechidiki vari kuparara kunyanya muzera yechidiki diki chaiyo chaiyo yaakudhakwa zvinonzwisa tsitsi zvokuti tisina kuti tozvigadzirisa sei vana vaparara nenyaya yemadrugs vana vari kutadza kuenda kuchikoro nenyaya yemadrugs vatata muzera iri kudhakwa iri kuparara so muzera mudiki vana vacheke chaivo chaivo saka hatichanzwisisi kwatiri kuenda kuti tiri kuenda kuti nezviri kuitika dai zvaizvira vanotengesa madrugs zvinodhaka zvakafanana nadombo nezvimwe zvinodhaka vana izvi mapurisa vambeta basa vanyanyo kuganura ikokoko kwa siri kubva kwacho pamwe zvingachinje kuvana vedu nekuti vana vedu havachaturiki kana ukada kuvatsura kuti nekuzine zvaari kuita so vakuzviuraya vana vavo nekuda kwekuti ndatsurwe nekuda kwezvinodhaka zvavari kushandisa saka tibatsireiwo tapakati hatichazivi kuti tobatsira sei vana vacho ende vakutityisa chandaa kunyanya kutya ndekuti kana ndakamutsura nzira yakadai so akungoti foti akunotenga mushongo wemakonzi akuzviuraya achanzwisisi kuti chii chiri kuitika dai matibatsirawo padambudziko rakaita seriri tine zvinodhaka tatambudzika nevana vedu
Ugogo Agnes kuvimba ukhala ke lapho ngalolu daba uthi abasagobeka abantwana uyamkhuza ngodaba lwama-drugs asuke ayethenga umuthi wamagundwane anathi azibulale. And at the beginning of the show, remember we talked about Kwazana Member of Parliament, Honorable Charlton Wende, who has teamed up with residents and the police to fight this scourge. Here he is, talking to our reporter, Godwin Mangutka.
Every MP Particularly my form one and my form two, Saga is Susu Sevabi, never took a mini Reverend Mkwaza, Tatora Dano, Chief Arista Taylor, Tona Buti, Mapurisa, Ashes of Quasa, Plasum in Mana. So I wish that we are together to get up Sanga Nima Pusa from Rapera, Nevabi, one day took a mirror inside the Pugami regime, Chicatina, Nima Purisa, Tora, Listia, Zimbazaku, Satino Ziva, which in Dopa Tigis, Matrax, Dopa, which were my form, Funga, Funga Party, ever now, never.
Honorable Charlton Wende there raising serious allegations against the police. We must say we were unable to reach a police spokesperson, Paul Nyati. Limzwileke lapho ubaba uCharlton Wende uthi akhona amanye amapolisa asebenzisa okudakayo isidakamizwa yikho abantu laba bengabotshwa ngendlela kanti bakhona njalo asebephila nalabo abadakwayo abababhadalisa izimali utsho njalo namapolisa kodwa siyathembisa kusikhathi esilandelayo sizabadinga amapolisa sizwe ukuthi bona bathini. And to dissect the gravity of this matter, we are now joined by our guest, That's Mr. Wilson Box of the organization Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. We are also joined by Zusiso Moyo of the Lupane Youth Development Trust. Ngiqale ngawe mamoyo utaba lwezidakamizwa lolu lutaba oluhluphayo kakhulu elizweni uhulumende kule mzamo ayenzayo amalunga eParliament afana labo Charlton Wembe siyabona ukuthi benzani kanti lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo lazo kukhona ezikwenzayo okuthiyeneyo kungapi lapho mhlawumbe abantu abakhuta khona okumele baku-address ukuze luphele lolu du.
Okay, ngiyabonga ukusahlele mba. Mina ngibona ngazathi kumele si-address ama root causes to i-problem le-drug abuse. Ngoba singachaya phezulu kuphela kuzafana lokuthi asenzanga lutho. Mina I think ukuthi when it comes to issues of i-drug abuse, sikhangeleni ukuthi kathi vele zibangelwa yikuyini. Ngoba isihlahla kuye mpande yabona sizosibona amahlamba. So singaqala ngokuthi sigebhe phansi khona ngalo ukuthi what makes these young people indulge in ama-drugs bangaka. Firstly, I think indaba as a mental health sizithatha kalula but it's something that's really affecting young people and it needs really to be addressed. So singaba lama-institutions that take into consideration ukuthi young people need help in this kind of economic crisis. Unemployment, ayikho, nambani. Ngiyabona sebeyele ezingozinzena lezo ezezidakamizwa. Ngakho ngibona ukuthi kungcono ukuthi imizamo le esiyenzayo singaphonge ukukhuluma kuphela kodwana asiyenzeni ama-facilities abe ready be available, abe lula futhi to be accessed. Kwenzela ukuthi koko abantu abatsha nxa bedinga uncedo bakuthole. Ngoba abantu laba siyakhuluma kuphela but they still go back to ama-drugs because there's no intervention that is done. But if we have a rehabilitation center that are effective, that help these people go with them from a start to the end, seeing which way they change into issues from its I think that could really help. However, if we could not get there without action, really. And won't help us. Now that's the color of it, you know, I'm a police, now they are involved in line line. So, Konadoku, Bele, I will
Nxa ukhuluma ngama root causes imamoyo ukhuluma ngani kahle 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 lapho ukhuluma ngomnotho kuyini exactly
ngama root causes ikhuluma yes umnotho sinanzelela ukuthi economic crisis eZimbabwe abantu abatsha nabantu abanye abaphuma esikole abanye abathenteni umsebenzi abawutholi sebehlezi nje akulalutho abalwenzayo khona lokhu yikho kubenza begcine bengena kwizidakamizwa njalo i-poverty abanye bavela ezindaweni ezimarginalized kakhulu okuthi vele umuntu akanale exposure yokuthi kumbe noma engafundanga because kinikizele kiselefoni ukuthi ufunde kuphela ungafunda kuphela. It's not like it is a card. Labo abangafundanga baba abantu abakwanisa ukuthi bazisebenzele ngezandla but amathuba ngkhona abawatholi kuyafanana. So umnotho wethu lele simo sokuthi abantu abatha imisebenzi abayitholi abantu nje abakwenza ukuhlala sebeyaziwa ngezinto zonalezi ezinhle and njalo iingozi zonalezi zama-drugs sabawela kukhona izinto lapha ezingemakhaya ezinjengabontshengu abekho kungonto idakamizwa kwabo sekuvame kakhulu lapha. You know, it's just something that just cracks the impilo yabantu abasha because umuntu uvukela khona uthonela khona akananto ayenzayo okwakhe ukuthi ayehlala emagosa nathi njengena leyo mbe ngayidela for 2 days and impilo yakhe so you really need to address such issues.
Siyabonga mamoyo zibusiso moyo of Tilupane Youth Development Trust. Please do stay on the line as we tend to Ubaba Wilson Box, Director of the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Mr. Box, where are these drugs coming from exactly?
Thank you so much for hosting me tonight. Sources of drugs, there are so many given the porous borders that we have with our country. And even the border itself, you see, it has been subject to abuse. And some of these drugs also, they're actually grown in country. For example, marijuana, it's been grown in Zimbabwe for some time now. And also, we now have a lot of unemployed young graduates. We've done, you know, courses like, you know, chemistry courses, and also the availability of the internet, the darknet, you see. So drugs can actually be manufactured in the backyard. So we've got a lot of sources where the drugs are coming from.
Rambai muri parunare va box tibotora mtereri u Botswana sate umlaleli kwele Botswana siya wamukela uhlelo umlaleli
Bawankomo linjani?
Hayi siyaphila singabuza lina.
Hayi lati siyaphila.
Ye kunjani kwele Botswana?
Hayi kele yekona ku right ukukhuluma lo mamoyo from Eplant.
Yebo mamoyo momuka.
Tomuka zvedu nkomo mukhaniwo.
Hayi nasvo tomuka toboka kuti mangina mu programu. Ungasipa umbono wako ngodaba esingalo lamhla. Liyahlupa udaba lama drugs.
Liyahlupa baba nkomo udaba lama drugs ngoba akathethi kunje thina labantwana abafundayo. Uthola ukuthi umntwana awusakwanisi ukumkhuza sibhadala isikhulisisi mahara sethene eganyeni bebhema izidakamizwa.
Yebakithi. Ma kuthe kwaba njalo manje lukhona yini uncedo elibadingela lona ukuze baphathiseke ngoba abaningi bagcina sebehlanya sebebulawa zingqondo sebesiya kubongutsheni la kwezinye izibhedlela kanti imithi iyahlupha la ezibhedlela lapha siyazi umumo kawumanga kuhle lukhona uncedo elibatholela lona yini?
Alukho uncedo babankomo esilitholayo lapho sicela njengoba lami ubone namhlanje ngibona ukuthi lifakile ukuthi kukhulunywa ngendaba yezidakamizwa ukuthi abantwana sebebhema izidakamizwa kakhulu lami ngangena ukuthi maybe kungaba lo munye lawo ongaphosele okunye okungasisiza kumbe naye uhulumende engenele ngoba izidakamizwa sezivulele iy'ngqondo zabantwana.
Hayi siyabonga mamoyo uqhubeka ulalela uhlelo sinobaba uWilson Box lapha sizakhuluma ngodaba lwama-rehabilitation centers sizwe ukuthi atholakala ngaphi.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo.
Lathi siyabonga umamoyo usixhumeke lapho kwele Botswana uthi udabuka ePlumtree ngumkhaya. Va Box ndi dzokere kwa muri madzwa muterera achitaura ari kuchema nenyaya iyi saka ari kuti hameno pane rubatsiro rwavanogona kuwana here because havananzi vatambura nesuwo sevabereki tatambura panyaya dzemarehabilitation centers panyaya dzematreatment dziri kuwanikwa here nenzira muzimbabwe.
Ndinorombo kuti kuro kuzimbabwe hatisati taine mapublic rehabilitation centers. Zimbabwe ine mapublic rehab centers ayo anodaidzira anodhura zvekuti veruzhinji havakwanisi kunge vachibhadhara mari ikoko. Ndinopa semuenzaniso kuti maprivate rehab centers anotangirawo paUSD $800 kusvika kapa $1,200 kana kudarika. Saka tinowanika kunoku idzimba dziya dzatinoti kunorapwa vanenge vaine chirwere chepfungwa. Saka vanhu vanoshandisa madrugs vazhinji vacho havarwari nepfungwaba, asi kuti vanhu vanotodawo dzimba dzavo dzekuti vange vachirapwa sevanhu vanoshandisa madrugs. Saka munozoona kuti vazhinji vacho havazodi kubuda pachena nekuti vanotyaivo kuti vanozoendeswa kudzimba dziya dzinonzi dzine vanhu vanoita vanorwara nepfungwa. Saka itori dambudziko panyaya yekuti tiwane kuti rubatsiro rungawanikwe sei kumapublic institutions edu anofanira kunge akachipa.
Aha, tinotenda vaboxa, tidzokere kuna Zibusiso Moyo. Mamoyo, khona ngapho eplumping yazi kanengi sizwa kuthiwa udaba lolu lugxile kakhulu emadolobheni amakhulu oHarare koBulawayo. Elupane khona ngapho ludubo olukhona lalo oluhluphayo mpela kumbe akukafiki?
Ludubo oluhluphayo babankomo ibi ukuthiyana kwakhona kwesisindo sokuthi abasemadolobheni bona bathatha lapha amadrugs, kodwa zathola ukuthi lapha emakhaya ikhona lokho ukuthi izidakamisa zinalezo zamatyala akade ngikhuluma ngakho khona lokho ngokuthi abanye probably abana-access to lawa amanye, but lihlupho lalo ngokufanayo lazona lezi ade sikhuluma ngazo imariyane ukuthi khokona yinto easy ukutholakala abantu eZimbabwe, kusho ukuthi ikhona nje izinto ukuzinga ukuthi thina abantu bayazini njengemakhaya umuntu yazifakela iy'thasa zakhe and they go ahead they-intitrakapis ingalandaba zabethu. So isisindo sankhona ngabe kuthiyena kodwa kungokuthi abasemakhaya bafinyelela maybe okulutshwane, ikanti abasemadolobheni bapha sebezama izinto eziningi abasebesiza ngokuthi amaphedi amaphampa imithi yokukhwehlela kanjani, but maybe ngapha ngolwazi loku-accessa izinto eziningi emakhaya, but khona lokho kukhona i-drugs-abuse yangikhona onjengikubona labo kungamatshwala lokho kungakuya-abuse sibili ngendlela ephezulu and abantu bakhona bagcina sekungandlela umuntu impilo kasebekade sikhuluma ngokuthi abanye bayagula ingqondo kanjani. Yikho khona lokhu osekevamile khona lapha emakhaya ukuthi abanye bagcine sebengani their homeless, umuntu engasazazi ukuthi uvela ngaphi uya ngaphi,
umuntu egcine seyisibhonda nje onjengibona labo labolombo labomtoriro. Vabox, as we wrap up, we only have a minute and a half remaining on the clock. Pane mutsauko here between Dombo nemutoriro kana kuti chinhuwani chete? Bhoza, ndiri kunzwa vanhu vachitaura vamwe vari kuti Dombo also known as Mutoriro. Is that one and the same thing kana kuti zvakasiyana?
Chinhu chimwe chete chine mazita, rimwe zita ndiri madumirirwa anzanzi Dombo, Mutoriro kana kuti Guka Makafela pachindevere pachirungu, that's a crystal meth. Saka chinhu chimwe chete chingone mazita anodaidzwa, mamwe rimwe ndere mudimirirwa rimwe ista chairo.
Saka crystal meth ndiyo inonzi Mutoriro.
Wongu.
Very, very sad. That brings us to the end of our show. Tinotenda zvikuru vaBoxa, siyavonga kakhulu Mamoyo Wilson Box, mudirector wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Also thanks to Zibusiso Moyo of the Lupane Youth Development Trust. Also, thanks to you, the listeners and the viewers at home. Be sure to tune in again next week. But remember, our regular radio shows are on 7 days a week. I am Dumlamile Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.